Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
There was this guy once who fell asleep in church. Can you believe that? He fell asleep, and what's worse is the pastor noticed. And the first thing that crossed his mind is, oh, I'm going to get him. You'd be surprised how often pastors think that. So he stops his sermon right in the middle and he says, okay, everybody who wants to go to heaven, rise. And everybody in the congregation stood up except for the guy who was sleeping. He said, okay, sit down. Now, everybody who wants to go to hell, rise up! And the guy who was asleep just startled awake, and all he heard was rise up, and he jumps to his feet. And everybody in the congregation turns and looks at him. And he's looking at them. And then he realizes he's the only one standing up. And he says, well, Pastor, I'm not sure what we're voting on, but it looks like you and me are the only ones in for it. Did anybody here ever fall asleep in church? Okay, keep those hands up while Bob says your name, write your name down. When I was a kid, my mom encouraged me to fall asleep in church. She brought like a little pillow and she'd sit it there on the pew. We didn't have the advantage of padded pews when I was a kid. She'd like lay the pillow down there and have me lie down and just really encourage me to fall asleep in church. But it is a day of rest, isn't it? So I guess it's kind of okay to fall asleep in church because it is a day of rest. God told us to rest. But I don't think it's really a good idea for us to fall asleep in church. I found this story. There's a great tradition in the church of falling asleep, too, isn't there? And it goes all the way back into the Bible in Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, put his arms around him. Don't be alarmed, he said. He is alive. Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. Poor Eutychus. We've got so many characters in Scripture who were known for such amazing things. Noah built the ark and saved all the animals. David slew the giant. Eutychus, he fell asleep in church. And what's worse, he not only fell asleep in church, he fell out the window. I can't help at this moment but wonder if maybe the reason there are more people over on this side of the church than this side is in case you fall out the window, you don't have as far to fall. You got the roof right out here. But I don't think we can really blame Eutychus for this. Paul preached until midnight when Eutychus fell out the window. Now, I don't know when they started, but they gathered to break bread, so it was for dinner. And Paul started preaching and preaching and preaching. I remember the first time that I was filling in for Pastor Tom. He said to me, One of the most important things you need to remember about preaching is that if you can't get your point across in 10 minutes, it's not worth making. 10 minutes. That's why Pastor Tom's sermons are 10 minutes long. Yeah, I asked him about that. He said, well, I usually have 4 or 5 points to make. I can't even guess how many points Paul had to make if he preached until midnight and then he kept going till daybreak. They don't record what he talked about. It was funny, in looking at some commentaries about this particular story, somebody said it's the amazing thing about this story isn't the fact that Eutychus fell asleep, fell out the window, and was resurrected. The amazing thing is he's the only one that fell asleep. I don't know how dynamic a speaker Paul was, but he's well known for being a very dynamic speaker. But I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I could listen to somebody going on and on until daybreak. That had to be 12 hours of preaching. I don't know if I could preach that long. I didn't say that. I did not say that. So the question is, what about us? You know, us today. I mean, like I say, it is not particularly an unusual thing for people to fall asleep in church. I know in the afternoon over at St. Barnabas, every once in a while somebody will doze off. Well, there's a lot of folks there who are on medications. Medication will make you sleepy. I've taken enough medications that I know it can make me sleepy sometimes. And it's like right after lunch. Who here is going to take a nap after lunch today? Okay. That's not surprising. It's so much easier to take a nap after lunch. I was often, when I was working at the bank, I was often pushing for after lunch naps. Because I think the rest of my day could be more productive if I took a nap after lunch. Or maybe not. I remember there was a church we went to once where there was a gentleman who was like on cue at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. He was asleep. And then as soon as the pastor was done with his sermon, when he said the amen, he was awake. And he was sure that he was awake the whole time, but we all heard him snoring. But what about us? We sometimes can be asleep as Christians and still be walking around. Can't we? I mean, we don't need to fall asleep in church in order to miss church. I mean, as I'm looking around today, it's you know, the usual suspects. I invited some of my friends to come today, and one of them actually told me Sunday was his day to sleep. I offered, you can come sleep in church. But he's not here. But sometimes church, you know what, we might as well be asleep. We come to church, we sing, we pray, we listen to a marvelous message. Sometimes we struggle to stay awake through it. Sometimes we have lunch after church. And sometimes we might as well have stayed asleep. Because you get to the end of the sermon and the pastor says amen and you nod your heads. Folks nod their heads and say amen back, and sometimes they don't even remember what the pastor said. There's folks that come to church on Sunday because it's their duty. You come to church on Sunday because that's what you do on Sunday, is you go to church. I hope that's not the case here. Not that I want anybody to stop coming. I'm glad you all come. I'm glad nobody's fallen asleep yet. But I remember after Robin and I got married, we eventually had an issue with the church we were attending when we got married. And we started church shopping. And we went to a few churches, you know, kind kind of in and around the community where we lived, looking for a new church. And one of the things that really strikes me in particular about pastors and preaching, one of the ways I'm able to evaluate a preacher's preaching is after he's done preaching, after he gives his message, I can go home, go through my week, and the following Sunday, if I can remember what the sermon was about last week, that's a good preacher. But there's some preachers you can't even remember what they were preaching about before you leave church. And how is that going to change you? Might as well have been asleep. So I think one of the real reasons we come to church is we come here to change. We come here to leave differently. Somebody made a comment to me a couple weeks ago. I don't remember who it was. He made the comment that God takes us the way we are. He loves us the way we come to Him. And He loves us so much that He doesn't want us to stay that way. He wants us to improve. He wants us to be better. It's curious. After Eutychus fell out the window, Paul went down and brought him up and said, "He's alive." Maybe Eutychus, instead of falling asleep in church, woke up there. Wouldn't that be something? Have you ever woke up in a peculiar circumstance?
Yes.
Why am I not surprised? I had a buddy in college who, he didn't study in physics all year. And he crammed the night before for his exam. Anybody else ever stay up all night cramming for an exam? He was up all night studying for this test, got into the lecture hall. This was a Carnegie Mellon freshman physics. There were probably 300 or 400 people in the class. Sat down, got his test in front of him, and he said the next thing he knew, he woke up alone in the dark lecture hall. He wrote his name on the paper and fell asleep. And they left him there. That's quite a circumstance to wake up in. But the idea that Eutychus woke up, he was alive. They went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. Now, I don't doubt the miracle. I don't doubt the miracle that happened here. It says poor Eutychus fell out the window and died. He fell three stories and died. And God brought him back. And I don't think he fell asleep again in church after that. That's a waker-upper right there. So what about us? Are we awake in church? Not just not sleeping, but awake. When church ends and we leave this place, are we alive? Are we better when we go through those doors than we were when we came in? That's a regular prayer for me when I come to church, when I go to Bible study, anything like that, that God will make me better than I was. When I leave, that I'll be better than when I came. When I come through those doors, I am one way, and when I go back through those doors, I'm another way. I don't think I've ever left a church through the window.
Not yet.
If I can drag this out till tomorrow morning, I might be forced out a window.
We'll make sure it's over here.
Okay. I appreciate that. But God has for us something to do. God has for us a mission. God has for us a task. And we're going to miss that if we're asleep. God has a mission for this church, and we're going to miss that if we fall asleep. Sleep is an important thing, but this is not the time or the place, dear church. Let us always stay awake. Let us always remember. Amen.